before you order anything, you need to figure out where it's coming from, because starting tomorrow, the price to get that thing to you is going up. Or you may not get it at all because your order may be canceled. Starting tomorrow, President Trump's plan to fully remove the de minimis exemption for all imports takes effect. And because of that, and because of the confusion around this policy, some European and Asian postal agencies have started to pause or cut off shipments to the United States altogether. So here's what's going on. I reported way back in April that President Trump signed an executive order to eliminate the de minimis exemption. That exemption has been around in some form since the 1930s. Most recently, the law says imports that have a value of less than $800 can be exempt from certain duties, fees, taxes, and tariffs. Why? Well, the logic is if Customs and Border Protection is having to go through your silly little $50 Shein order to try and collect a tariff on that, they're taking time and resources away from monitoring what's coming into this country on those huge cargo ships and included in those huge containers. So for the last decade, the U.S. government has said, if the value of the imported package is less than $800, it is not worth our time. Just let that package go to whoever ordered it. And we all know, because of this de minimis exemption, lots of small businesses and everyday Americans have been able to benefit by getting cheaper products from overseas. The president removed the de minimis exemption from imports coming into this country from China and Hong Kong back in May. And by June, Customs and Border Protection was adding a tariff of either 120% of the declared value of those imports or a flat fee of $200 per item. Well, as of tomorrow, that is extending to all imports from all countries. Those imports will no longer get the benefit of a de minimis exemption. They will all face charges that range anywhere from 10 to 50% of the item's declared value, or for the next 6 months, a flat fee of between $80 and $200 per parcel. According to Post Europe, its members, including France and Greece, say because of this policy, shipments to the U.S. are going to be disrupted. Mexico, Japan, Australia, Taiwan, Thailand, India, and South Korea have all temporarily suspended shipments to the United States because of this policy. And if you've ordered anything from Etsy or eBay recently, you may see a cancellation notice or a significant delay in your order because of the de minimis exemption going away. Look, as I have reported repeatedly, tariffs are paid for in the end by you and American small businesses. Now that the de minimis exemption is gone for all imports in all countries, that import fee will be paid for by the company that you are ordering it from. It will be up to that company to decide whether that fee is going to be passed down to you or if they are going to eat the cost of that tariff and cut into their own profit. Some of the bigger American corporations say they can eat some of these fees, but lots of even the big corporations have already announced that they're not going to do that anymore. And when it comes to small businesses that import, it's not as easy for them, especially with their extremely thin margins, to eat these costs, and they have to pass the costs on to you. The last thing you need to understand now that this de minimis exemption is gone for all countries is it doesn't just apply to fully completed items. It also applies to everything that is imported from every country, including parts and components. Those parts and components are used by American businesses and manufacturers to create completed items here in the United States that you buy. Some have the Made in America logo. So this Trump policy has wide-ranging impacts for all of us, even if we're not buying the item from a foreign country.